But Coach wants to be around the kind of guys that we have. So I would say, you know, not only that, with Coach Heffner and Coach Bates and Coach Long, you know, to add to the guys that we've had, we've been very fortunate. We've got a great, great staff.
So how would you kind of describe your coaching style? Isn't this someone who's never seen you coach before?
I don't know. I like to have fun. I like our practices to be up-tempo and intense. You know, I think there needs to be a purpose to everything that we're doing. You know, so I think my on-the-field coaching style is that of a demeanor of probably the way I played, you know. But it's a little bit different in practice than it is on game day. You know, on game day, you're always a play ahead and a series ahead and a quarter ahead. But I think in a practice field, I think our guys, if my passion and intensity level is up at a high level, then our guys will follow the lead.
So some of the players were describing you as more of kind of a player's coach. Would you say that's something you try to go for?
I don't know what that means. You know, I try to develop all of our players. I mean, so if that's a player's coach, and I guess, I mean, I have a burning passion and desire to develop our guys to be the best they can be. And, you know, I only get a couple hours out here on the field with them. You know, more importantly, I think when we're up in the real world academically and then preparing them for life and socially helping them give back, I think that's so much fun. I mean, it's what I go to bed thinking about and when I wake up trying to do something to help them.
So the team has had success over times, but the team has never made three bowl games in a row. And this year you guys have the opportunity to do that. How much does this year mean to the program?
Well, I mean, I think every year is critical, you know. And I mean, I'm looking forward to when we stop answering all those questions about the first time this and the first time that. So we got to get over a few more of those hurdles. But, you know, our program's moving in the right direction. We're nowhere where we want to be. You know, we've won three championships since 95, and we want to get back to that level. And, you know, we believe we can. We believe we have the talent to do that. I know our coaches are going to work diligently to put our guys in the right places to go do it. Now we just got to come together and just keep improving. And, yeah, I think that's what's so fun about the Big Ten right now. You know, we're all looking up at Ohio State, you know, the five-year run that they've been a part of. But, you know, I think everybody feels confident, especially this time of the year, that you can improve and get better and put yourself in position to compete to win a championship.
So do you see anything different in the 2010 team than in teams of the past?
You know, I think we're a little further along from a standpoint where most of the guys that are on the field right now have been through, you know, these phases already. So there's some consistency and some continuity there. They know what we want as a coaching staff and kind of what the program expects of them. So I think we're a little further ahead from that standpoint. But there's still so many roles to be earned between now and the opener against Vandy that we got just a really long way to go.
Thanks, Coach.
Yeah. How would you evaluate the way Evan Watkins looked today? Made some nice passes.
You know, I think Evan's growing. You know, the first time that he's been out there really on his own, you know, without Coach McCall in his ear, you know, I thought he handled it well. I didn't have officials here today and a game clock for a reason. I kind of wanted to just go out there and let those guys just go play, kind of like you would in the backyard. Just let's go play a little bit and see the good and see the bad and see the ugly and see the great, and let's go learn from it and make next week better. And, you know, next week at this time we'll have the officials out here and have a little bit more like game-like situation.
Can you understate how much he's come since last fall?
Well, I think he's just really matured. You know, I'm really pleased with the way that him and Danny are playing right now. A lot of similarities to last spring. Watching the way that Danny progressed and the way that Mike progressed, now Danny and now Evan, you know, there's a lot of similarities of that. And, you know, Mick does just such a great job with our quarterbacks, stresses the fundamentals. Conceptually, we don't ask our guys to try to do things that maybe aren't to their strengths. So, you know, he just does a great job with those guys in our offense.
And you've always kind of stressed the one play away mentality, mm-hmm. not, you know, whatever, say something's going to happen
sure.
today. But if something does, you know, Evan's the next guy up. Do you have the confidence in him to be ready?
Absolutely. I told that to him at the Penn State game last year. Go get your helmet, buddy. Get ready to go. Me? There's nobody else. Let's go. So, yeah, I'm saying that to Trevor and, you know, as I look out west, you know, both our young quarterbacks, you know, those guys got to get ready to go too. So, you know, the two freshmen will be here this summer. We'll see where that's going to go. You know, as I look forward to the summertime and I look forward to next fall, you know, to have those two young quarterbacks in the mix with Evan and with Danny, they're going to have two great role models to learn from. It's going to be really good for them.
What did you take from today?
I stayed relatively healthy. Weather was great, and gosh, I can't wait to watch the tape. I mean, there was a lot of good things, a lot of bad things, too many self-inflicted wounds. I mean, we would have beat ourselves today if we had a game. Too many offsides, too many holding calls. You know, too many big plays given up by the defense. You know, a lot of those things kind of pop out to you, and then you flip it over and you look at it from the other perspective. I like some of the big plays our offense was able to make. I thought our defense stepped up in some third down situations. Big turnover down there on the goal line that our defense was able to cause. You know, so probably the only guy going home happy today is me, because we've got so much work to do and on both sides. But, you know, I'm pleased with our attitude, and our guys make a big jump.
What do you think of the officiating?
I thought it was awesome. Probably the best officiated game we've had in a long time. But, you know, I'm just going to let them play today. I mean, that was really the goal, just let them play a little bit and see where we're at 2 weeks into it. You know, I think too many times we can put way too much stock into these early spring scrimmages, and it's not fair to the guys. Some guys just learn how to get lined up. And, you know, you'd say, well, gosh, they've been playing football for a long time, but they don't know our language. They don't know our terminology. And we had some rules of engagement today that kind of, you know, was a little limiting to both sides of the ball. But at the end of the day, I thought the guys came with a good attitude. I thought it was physical and you know, had a good energy and a lot of room for growth.
Anything you noticed in Dan today? Just some growth in his game at all?
Yeah, he looked comfortable. I mean, Danny really looked comfortable out there with the offense. And, you know, I thought he had good talk on the field. You know, I'm standing right there, and that's what I'm doing out there on the field, listening to the way the guys are talking. I thought he had good situational awareness. I thought when he felt like the tempo dipped a little bit, he picked it up. And, yeah, I mean, can he throw better? Yeah, but, you know, I thought he had good comfort.
In his time here, Coach Hankwitz has kind of changed the style of the defense from more of a read and react type of thing to being more aggressive. How do you think that suits Northwestern football?
Well, you know, I think the proof is in the empirical data. You know, we've played better defense here the last couple of years, some areas that we can still definitely improve. But, you know, I like that attack mentality. And, you know, it's in all three, you know, levels, the D-line, the linebackers, and the back half. So that's what we want to do. We want to attack. We want to put pressure on the offense and try to dictate some things.
With that defensive unit, you guys are missing a lot of returning starters from last year. How does a team adapt to that?
Well, you earn roles, you know. I mean, that's the cool thing about college football, you know. At one point back in 96, I graduated, and this guy named Barry Gardner turned out to be pretty good, you know. Barry graduated, and then we had a next group of guys, and we got to Kevin Bentley and Napoleon Harris and, you know, to Timmy McGargle and Nick Roach. I mean, that's college football. You know, the next guy has his opportunity, and he's got to be prepared for it by getting in great shape and improving his strength and knowledge of what we're doing. Then he's got to go out and make it happen, and this is a production game. You got to produce when you're in the arena, and that's what spring ball is about, earning that role, producing, and gaining confidence, and hopefully coming together as a team.
But this early, it isn't really about winning or losing. I mean, you're not winning or losing positions at this point?
Not really, no. And I won't, as we get to know each other, you'll see. I don't name starters really till the opening week. You know, I think it's pretty fluid. That's why you see the spring perspective. The guys are named alphabetically. The same thing for fall camp. I mean, guys that have had those roles, I mean, starting a line is pretty similar to starting a line last year outside of some injuries. But, you know, we're going to compete, and our guys love to compete. And we're going to see who can go earn those starting spots and then who's prepared to be the next guy in.
What do you think of the officiating?
Yeah, like I said earlier, I thought it was pretty good. Yeah, I thought it was pretty good. You know, we had to go to the review on the one call, and Greg Valencizi, it is Sam's brother, actually officiated and gave it to the offense. I couldn't believe that. He was standing on the defensive sideline, but he said Sid's catch was in bounds. We'll take a look on the video, but just letting him play. You know, I had to call a couple of those holding calls. There were some university police officers here, and they kind of gave me the high sign that guy might be charged with some citations on campus. But, you know, I thought the guys played a pretty clean scrimmage from that standpoint. It didn't look like we had a lot of penalties of things that we can't correct.
Talking about winning and losing jobs, you said that it's Danny's job to lose at quarterback.
Yeah.
What would it take for Evan to win the job?
You know, just first of all, knowledge of the system, growing in the system, and just developing. And that's where he's on. He's on that road. And I'll tell both guys at the end of spring, I know you'll write this, so you'll talk about it. I mean, they both have to approach the summer and camp like they are the starter. They won't prepare mentally the right way unless they do. Obviously, Danny will. Evan has to take on that mentality, too. And I thought that's where Mike made big growth. I thought last year that's where Danny made a lot of growth. They took that attitude into the summer, and they came prepared, and they were a play away. And you look at the performance Danny had against Penn State, and then more importantly, the performance he had at Iowa shows that he was prepared. You look back 2 years ago, the performance that Mike had at Minnesota, he was prepared, you know, and that's all they can control.
So before last season, some people said that we're kind of wondering whether this season, they might be wondering the same thing about Dan Purcell. What do you say to those people?
Tune in and see. You know, obviously, everybody was asking me a year ago, too, about our receivers. You know, we graduated three guys that had over 100 receptions. And like I said earlier, that's the awesome thing about college football, you know. And, you know, for us, we're a developmental program, meaning who we recruit is who we develop. It's not like we bring in junior college free agents and bring guys in, you know, that have been in college football for a couple of years. We bring in the guys as freshmen, and we think we've developed pretty well. Some younger groups, they just haven't had their opportunity, and now it presents itself. So I would just say tune in and see.
So speaking of recruiting, Dan Prezza comes from Pennsylvania, which is where a lot of great quarterbacks have come from. What did you see in recruiting him?
Well, an ultra-competitive guy, leader, a guy that was a winner, could do everything that our offense asked a quarterback to do, from running and throwing, managing games. He's played in big games. He won big games. He had to deal with adversity from injury. Great student, impeccable character. We felt like Danny was the full package, and he just lived up to that every day. It's been impressive to watch.
So his leadership role has also transferred here, you think?
Well, he's been a 3-year member of our leadership council, the only guy to have that happen to him. So yeah, without a doubt.
Looking back, I guess a couple years ago, he was on some of the special teams.
Yeah.
What does that say about him?
Like I said, he's ultra competitive, and he just wanted a role. He wanted to play, and as a third quarterback, it's tough to get him a lot of roles. And he said, hey, can I go out and play in some kicking game roles? I said, yeah, I'm just not going to make you be the personal protector. I think a couple of years ago, I think Michigan State lost their backup quarterback. Was it Stanton got hurt? Somebody got hurt as a personal protector. So we just had him on punt return and kickoff return. So he did a good job, but he's a much better quarterback.
Can you talk about Al Nader just a little bit, where he's at right now, what you kind of expect?
Well, Al had an all Big Ten level year. Just didn't get it up to being first-team All Big Ten guy, and then I see the right growth. He's the mainstay on the left side of that offensive line, and that left tackle position is critically important to the success of our offense. And growing as a leader, first offensive lineman elected to our leadership council, tremendous student, great student of the game, and just continuing to get stronger. I think back to this time, April, May of his junior year in high school, he's about 240 pounds. So he's come a long way in a couple of years.
Anything specifically you feel like he needs? Is there anything last year you guys pinpointed in the spring?
Yeah, he just needs to continue to get stronger. Up there in that trenches, it's a man's world, and where he's come from his junior year to now is just the growth is exponential. It's incredible. But he just needs to continue to work, and he will. Like I said, just incredible attitude. He has revolving character in his life. He's back in the Northwestern Evanston, Chicago community. He's a phenomenal student of the game, and he's one heck of a player. He's 305. Yeah, 304, 305. And he can be bigger, but he's just really big.
Coach, I don't know. You've had Corey Moon pretty much your whole time here. How is it going to be hard moving on without him?
Well, gosh, it was hard not having to be able to play full speed the whole year last year. That's the hard aspect of college football. Every year you have a group graduate. So, you rewind back to when Nicky Roach, who I coached, graduated, and Lou Castillo, all those guys. It's just next in line, it's really difficult.